change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
Finally, a light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Makris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Makris.
Then I go to my brother. And I say, brother, help me please.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Katina Makris, and this is Limelight Radio. And I have to say, it always fills my heart when I hear that beautiful Sam Cooke tune, our lead-in music. So today we have a wonderful show. We get to spend a full half an hour with John Donnelly, who is riding across America on an amazing trek, Bite Back for a Cure, with Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, raising Lyme disease awareness and creating dialogue nationwide. And then on the second half of our show, we have the International Lyme and Associated Disease Society with us, and Dr. Daniel Cameron, who is a wonderful voice helping us learn more about this terrific organization and all the good they're doing in the world. So let's say hello to John Donnelly and find out where you are today. Hey, John.
Hey, Katina. How are you?
I'm great. I'm really doing well. It's a chilly day up in northern New England. We haven't broke above the freezing mark, but hey, it's a sunshine day, so can't complain.
Yes,
how about
I
you? Tell me where you are. Where are you now?
So the last time I spoke with you, I was just crossing the Mississippi, going into Illinois. Since then, we've gone through Illinois, Indiana, and now I'm in Athens, Ohio.
So Athens, Ohio.
Cincinnati.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah, yeah. We've made a lot of progress since then, and I think we have 700 miles left in the trip, so just about 2 weeks until I get to Morristown, New Jersey. And it's day 44, so far it's been an amazing ride, and the next stop is Morgantown, West Virginia.
Wow, John, oh my God, 44 days in the saddle, you are amazing. That's more than the Tour de France.
Yeah, it's been a lot. I'm, like, more comfortable on the bike than I am off it now. It's kind of strange.
Yeah, you're in that frozen bike position. I remember that term with the neck, Schwinn neck, right?
Yeah, I think my body's adjusted pretty well to the bike.
Wow. So when we spoke with you, you were heading off to an event in Champaign, Illinois, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I met with Dr. Brian Allen, who studies the ecology of infectious diseases, and he concentrates on Lyme disease and all tick-borne diseases. And that was a really good, informative interview, just kind of learning about all the various pathogens that these ticks can carry, and knowing that there's probably more out there that we don't know, which is kind of a scary thing, but really interesting. He had me looking at these ticks under the microscope and looking at the nymph ticks also. And, I mean, I've seen pictures of them, and I've found them on my body growing up, but just seeing them up close in person, like just how tiny they are. I say they're the size of a poppy seed, but these guys might be even smaller. Really,
wow.
You know, you probably wouldn't find them on your body unless you were really checking.
Yeah, so it's really a kind of bringing it home to you front and center how easily any one of us could be exposed and we don't even know it, because we could be out there in a meadow or hiking or, you know, retrieving a soccer ball or something, and one of these tiny nymphs you wouldn't even see.
Absolutely, especially if you're in some of these areas where there's really not a lot of awareness about Lyme disease or even kind of dismissal of its existence. So I was in Ohio, Cincinnati, Ohio, and I was with a support group there. And I think a big reason why a lot of these patients progress to late stage is just because of a lack of awareness, and they'd find ticks on their bodies and really think nothing of it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, when I was a child growing up on Long Island, we were, you know, very tick infested down there, and they still are. But we in those days were more dialed into this, the whole concept of Rocky Mountain spotted fever. That was what we were afraid of. We weren't so afraid of Lyme disease. So I can understand how out there in the heartland, they might not have the concept or the dialogue going about Lyme.
Right. Exactly.
So who have you met? Have you met others, you know, along the way now this past week that are struggling with the illness?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I spoke at a coffee house in Cincinnati 2 days ago, and the Ohio Lyme disease support group was there. I think it was about 25 people who came to that event. And for the most part, it's been an online support group. So people came together who had been speaking online but hadn't met in person. So it was pretty cool to kind of be the catalyst to bring them together for this event. And then we did a question and answer and got some really good questions. And it's just kind of it's kind of sad because out there, no one's really talking about these diseases. But at the same time, you know, they come to this event and they find their community and are able to share those experiences with people who know what they're talking about. So that was a good event, I think.
Really important. Really important because you helped, you know, gather the voices, as you said, and they got to meet in person. And, you know, so much is about kind of the community, the grassroots community that's forming in all of these townships around the country with people struggling, kind of holding hands together, right?
Mm-hmm. And it's amazing the difference that one person can make. This one woman, Whitney Woodburn, who's an advocate in Cincinnati, she's been sick with Lyme disease for several years, as has her husband, and they actually open up their house to sick patients in the Ohio area and educate them about it. So I feel very fortunate to have had the opportunity to work with her and interview her.
That's amazing, John. What philanthropic work and caring work for them to open their house up like that.
Yeah, yeah. It's extremely generous.
Really, very much so. And I did not check. I have to say I was a little bit of a slacker. I did not check to see what videos you put up this week. Tell us what you captured on video.
So we had a video with Dr. Brian Allen, and that went up a few days ago. And that's definitely worth checking out. Very interesting. He talks about the different types of ticks and what diseases each of them may carry. And then he takes you through the different life cycles. So that's definitely an educational video you might want to check out. And then we recently got new Bite Back for a Cure cycling gear. So before I was just kind of wearing, you know, various items. Now I've got the formal Bite Back for a Cure logo
on
my jersey. And this is after a few days of feeling pretty sick. So we got some fresh gear, and now we look like a real team out here on the road.
That's awesome. So where will people be able to find the videos, if you could tell our listeners so they can go look for them?
Yeah, you can go to facebook.com/TBD Alliance, and that's where we put all of our videos, and that's where a lot of the social conversation is happening. So we'll be putting another video out sometime tonight, probably around 9 o'clock.
Yeah, okay, so that's Facebook.com/...
Yeah, Facebook.com/TBD Alliance.
Right, it's T like in Tom, B like in Boy, D like David, Alliance. And I know that's also on Twitter. You've got a Twitter feed at that also, don't you?
Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, I have a personal Twitter account, and that's at John Donnelly, and that's JohnDonnelly. And I post about those videos also.
That's wonderful. I mean, you've been doing such a great job, John, at keeping this conversation going, and, you know, state to state as you travel along, it's just remarkable, I think, that this momentum that you've been able to carry. And I'm so pleased that your health is holding up.
Yeah. I was worried for a little bit there, but I think taking a couple days off was the right decision. Now we just have 2 weeks left, and I've got mixed feelings about that. It's been such an amazing journey, and I've met some incredible people. I'm pretty exhausted, but I would like to see everything through at the end of this campaign and continue to do advocacy work for Lyme disease.
Oh, I know you will. I know you will. I can imagine it's bittersweet. You're on the road and you're passionate about what you're doing, and it's a mixed feeling, as you said, fatigued, but also time to come home as well. So stay with us, John. We're going to be taking a station break, and we've got more information that John's going to share with us. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Macris.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, this is Katina Macris of Limelight Radio. Do you or someone you know suffer with Lyme disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, MS, allergies, loss of wellness? I did, and advanced cell training has been a restorative, self-healing modality, bringing renewed health and energy to my life. Thousands of others rave about the remarkable success Gary Bleier's cutting-edge healing approach at AdvancedCellTraining.com creates. Request their free DVD for self-healing work in the comfort of your own home at AdvancedCellTraining.com. Be inspired to heal in new and expansive ways. Your life is too precious to ignore.
Hi, everyone. This is Katina Macris, and this is Limelight Radio. And I would like to tell our listeners that we are doing a book giveaway again today. And the fifth caller that calls in the station at 800-930-2819 will receive an autographed copy of Out of the Woods, Healing Lyme Disease, Body, Mind, and Spirit, My Recovery Memoir and Guide to Lyme Disease. So pick up your phones and call WBLQ, and that number is 800-930-2819. And the fifth caller will be that lucky recipient. So we're back on air with John Donnelly. And John, I was thinking while we were on station break, you and I, well, we share a few things in common. One is the Lyme journey that we both fought back many years of our lives to reclaim our health. And the other piece that we share in common is this passionate advocacy to help people in distress who've been suffering with this illness and help them find resources for treatment and also to promote awareness. And I lecture around the country to groups of all sizes, and now you are out there meeting people. Tell me what it's like, what this feels like to you when you encounter these groups of Lyme disease sufferers.
I mean, you can like almost see it on their faces. These are people who are, you know, very debilitated, have been sick with Lyme disease for years, coming in wheelchairs and just being visibly sick, and just kind of when I share my story and they ask questions, you can see it on their face. It's like a sigh of relief. It's like finally validation. They've been listened to. So to be able to give credence to what they're going through when they've been denied that for a very long time, it's definitely a fulfilling feeling. And I, you know, you probably know this sort of campaign and listening campaign, it can be a little bit exhausting. It asks a lot of you, but it's all worth it when you have those experiences with people and can feel that you're really helping them.
It's remarkable, isn't it? I mean, I have that same feeling. I'm standing there and my heart goes out to these people because I have been in their shoes, too weak, you know, to manage my own daily function. And here we are, you know, as you have found, Colorado, Kansas, Missouri, you're all over the place and people are sick. And this has been going on for a long time.
Absolutely. But it feels like we're reaching a bit of a tipping point. People are starting to become more verbal about it. We've got 300,000 people reported to have this disease. And hopefully that will lead to more funding for more research. So I'm hoping that this campaign can kind of be a catalyst for conversation that leads to, you know, research-based initiatives.
Yeah, definitely. It's so needed. And, you know, I think some small private sector groups are trying to get this research done, but we need money, don't we?
We need like hundreds of millions of dollars to combat this issue. It's amazing how complicated these diseases are, and it's going to take a lot of funding.
A lot of funding, I know. But we can't, you know what, we can't take the foot off the gas pedal. We got to keep driving. We've got to keep, you know, working on this. Advocacy and individuals like yourself, I mean, gosh, you know, it happens. I mean, it happens by people speaking up, right?
It absolutely does. What we can be right now is just endlessly verbal about what we're going through.
I know. And today's a big day in Massachusetts. They have gone before the state legislature to try to get a bill passed for insurance coverage to not be limited for treatment of Lyme disease. So it'll be curious and exciting to hear what comes out of Massachusetts today.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear that. That will be huge.
It'll be a big step. So, John, I've been thinking about you on this journey and how impressive this feat has been. And I know you've got, what you said, 2 weeks left or 3 weeks left you have?
2 weeks. About 2 weeks.
My goodness. I mean, it must be bittersweet.
It is. It's been an amazing journey. It's been an exhausting one. It's been emotional. I guess, you know, now we're starting to gain momentum. We're hitting these northeast areas where these diseases are extremely prevalent. And now it's going to be even more about the patients than it was already. We're going to be meeting and speaking with a lot of people. There's going to be a lot of action. It's going to be super busy. So right now I'm just fully immersed in it, and maybe at the end of it I'll be able to step back, reflect, and make sense of it all. But yeah, right now, as you said before, you know, pedal to the floor.
Yeah, full steam ahead. Full steam ahead. I know you're going to get some big turnouts at some of your upcoming events. And I'm thinking, John, what have you learned? What do you feel that this trip has taught you so far?
I guess the one big one, and this is going to sound kind of trite and simple and cliche, but just the goodness of people, particularly in the Lyme disease community. Like, the amount of people who reach out to me through email and Facebook and tell me they want to take care of me and feed me and bring me into their homes. And, you know, that's happened several times during this campaign. And it feels like, you know, Lyme disease, while it is an extremely devastating illness, it kind of bonds people together. And that's what I've found, just, you know, companionship with people who I otherwise would have never met, and just how good they've treated me. And then just the strength of a lot of these patients, you know, just seeing how courageous they are when they're suffering with these diseases for many years, you know, losing organs, going bankrupt, and they still maintain hope and, you know, hold on. So that's been really inspiring for me to see. But paradoxically, the more patients I speak with and the more I learn about these diseases, you know, the more I realize we don't know a lot about these diseases as a community. And it just all points to the need for more research and a better understanding of Lyme disease and all other tick-borne diseases.
Very true. And I agree with you. The Lyme disease community is such a really caring and compassionate group of people. I too have met the most beautiful hearts and souls with great strength and fortitude. This illness takes you to your knees, and you develop inner strengths and skills you never even knew you had. And as an athlete, you probably appreciate it even more so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. And just realizing that everyone's journey with this disease is so different, and it really does vary person to person. So what I went through is probably completely different than a woman I met, you know, 2 days ago, and what she had. And just seeing how devastated she's been by this disease and still how strong she is, that inspires me. You know, even as an athlete and a young guy who's biking across the country, you know, the strength that she showed while facing this disease is maybe more inspiring.
That's a beautiful. I know what you're seeing and feeling. So, John, tell us where you're going to be next for people to join you. Where can they connect with you? Your next stop.
Yep. So we're heading to Morgantown, West Virginia, and I'll be there on Friday. So I'll be there all day Friday and on Saturday. And then on November 21st, I'll be in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, and I'll be stopping there for a couple of days for media events and just
Great.
Meeting with patients. And then
That's
Philadelphia on the 24th and 25th, then Morristown, New Jersey on the 27th. And then from Morristown, we're leaving on December 1st to bike into New York City, crossing the George Washington Bridge, going into Central Park, and that's the finish line.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to come. I want to come down December 1st.
You're going to be
That's
there?
Amazing. Let me see if I can do that. That is terrific, John. You are heroic. You are doing something really important for our country and our world. Thank you so much for this wonderful interview today. I'm glad we got the extra time. And I encourage all our listeners to follow John Donnelly on Facebook and on Twitter, and to go look at some of these fabulous videos he's put up. They're very powerful and really, you know, first close-up interviews with people in the trenches of Lyme disease. So thank you, John Donnelly. You're really an inspiration to many, many folks. And I look forward to speaking with you next week when I guess you'll be in New Jersey, right?
I'll be getting close to there. I think I may still be in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
At that time. But on my way to Jersey, yep.
Oh, good. Well, listen, have a great week. Stay warm.
I will. I'll try to, at least. I think,
yeah.
You know, weather shouldn't be under 20.
Keep up all your great work. So thank you, John Donnelly. You're really a wonder. And this is Katina Macris on Limelight Radio. And stay tuned for Station Break. We'll be right back.
I don't know what's up there.
You've been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Macris.
Then I go.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Mommy! Mom! Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mom! 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 Can we go get some ice cream? Please? 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 Please?
Oh, honey, of course. But we've got to hurry back. Another hour of Transformation Talk Radio is coming up right now.
Yay! Ice cream and Transformation Talk Radio! Mommy! Mom! Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mom! 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 Can we go get some ice cream? Please? 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 Please?
Oh, honey, of course. But we've got to hurry back. Another hour of Transformation Talk Radio is coming up right now.
Yay!